Chapter 13. With Nim and Canopy. 3. I called in many a craftsmaster to fix emblazoned glass, to figure cross and sepulchre on dossal, boss, and brass. My gold all spent, my jewels went to gem the cups of Massachusetts. IV, I borrowed deep to carve the screen and raise the ivory drood. I parted with my small demesne to make my owings good. Heirlooms unpriced I sacrificed, until debt-free I stood. V, so close the task. Ethless the creed here substanced. Said my soul. I heard me bidden to this deed, and straight obeyed the call. Illume this fane, that not in vain I build it, Lord of all. Vi, but, as it chanced me, then and there did dire misfortunes burst. My home went waste for lack of care, my sons rebelled and cursed. Till I confessed that aims the best were looking like the worst. Vi, enkindled by my votive work no burning faith I find. The deeper thinkers sneer and smirk, and give my toil no mind. From nod and wink I read they think that I am fool and blind. Vi, my gift to God seems futile, quite. The world moves as erstwhile, and powerful wrong on feeble right tramples in olden style. My faith burns down, I see no crown. But cares, and griefs, and guile. Ix, so now, the remedy? Yea, this. I gently swing the door here, of my fane, no soul to wiss, and cross the patterned floor to the root screen that stands between the nave and inner shore. Ix, the rich red windows dim the moon, but little light need I. I mount the pride dew, lately hewn from woods of rarest dye. Then from below my garment, so, I draw this cord, and tie, zi, one end thereof around the beam midway twixt cross and truss. I noose the nethermost extreme, and in 10 seconds thus I journey hence to that land, whence no rumor reaches us. Zi, well. Here at morn they'll light on one dangling in mockery, of what he spent his substance on blindly and uselessly. ... he might, they'll say, ave built, some way. A cheaper gallows tree. The lost picks a medieval legend, 3, some say the spot is banned, that the pillar cross and hand attests to a deed of hell, but of Elston of Bale is the mystic tale, that ancient Vale folk tell. Ere Cernel's abbey ceased here about there dwelt a priest, in later life sub-prior of the brotherhood there, whose bones are now bare in the field, that was Cernel Choir. One night in his cell at the foot of yon dell the priest heard a frequent cry. Go, father, in haste to the cot on the waste, and shrive a man waiting to die. Said the priest in a shout to the caller without, he night howls, the tree trunks bow. One may barely by day track so rugged a way, and can I then do so now? No further word from the dark was heard, and the priest moved never a limb, and he slept and dreamed, till a visage seemed to frown from heaven at him. In a sweat he arose, and the storm shrieked shrill, and smote as in savage joy, while high stoy trees twanged to bub down hill, and bub down to high stoy. There seemed not a holy thing in hail, nor shape of light or love, from the abbey north of Blackmoor Vale to the abbey south thereof. Yet he plodded thence through the dark immense, and with many a stumbling stride through copse, and briar climbed nigh and nigher to the cot and the sick man's side. When he would have unslung the vessels uphung to his arm in the steep ascent, he made loud moan. The pyx was gone of the blessed sacrament. Then in dolorous dread he beat his head. O earthly prizer pelfus the thing I've lost in tempest-tossed, but the body of Christ himself. He thought of the visage his dream revealed, and turned towards whence he came, hands groping the ground along foot-track and field, and head in a heat of shame. Till here on the hill, betwixt ville and ville, he noted a clear straight ray stretching down from the sky to a spot hard by, which shone with the light of day. And gathered around the illumined ground, were common beasts and rare, all kneeling at gaze, and in pause profound attend on an object there. 'Twas the pyx, unarmed mid the circling rows of Blackmoor's hairy throng, whereof were oxen, sheep, and does, and hares from the brakes among, and badgers gray, and conies keen, and squirrels of the tree, and many a member seldom seen of nature's family. The ireful winds that scoured and swept through coppice, clump, and Del, within that holy circle, slept calm as in hermit's cell. Then the priest bent likewise to the sod, and thanked the Lord of love, and blessed Mary, Mother of God, and all the saints above. And turning straight with his priceless freight, he reached the dying one, whose passing sprite had been stayed for the rite without which bliss hath none. And when by grace the priest won place, and served the abbey well, he reared this stone to mark where shone that midnight miracle. Tess's lament. I would that folk forgot me quite. I would that I could shrink from sight, and no more see the sun. Would it were time to say farewell, to claim my nook, to knead my knell, time for them all to stand and tell of my day's work as done. Derry where I lived so long, I lived so long, where I would rise up stanch and strong, and lie down hopefully. 'Twas there within the chimney seat he watched me to the clock's slow beat loved me, and learned to call me sweet, and whispered words to me. Three, and now he's gone, and now he's gone, dot dot and now he's gone. The flowers we potted perhaps are thrown to rot upon the farm, and where we had our supper fire may now grow nettle, dock, and briar, and all the place be mold, and mire so cozy once and warm. Ivy, and it was I who did it all, who did it all, 'twas I who made the blow, to fall on him who thought no guile. Well, it is finished past, and he has left me to my misery, and I must take my cross on me for wronging him awhile. V, how gay we looked that day we wed, that day we wed. May joy be with thee, all arm said a standing by the dern. I wonder what they say o's now, and if they know my lot, and how she feels who milks my favorite cow, and takes my place at churn. Why, it wears me out to think of it, to think of it. I cannot bear my fate as writ, I'd have my life would turn my memory to a blot, make every relic of me rot, my doings be as they were not, and what they've brought to me. The supplanter a tale? He bends his travel-tarnished feet to where she wastes in clay. From day dawn until eve he fares along the wintry way, from day dawn until eve repairs unto her mound to pray. Two, are these the gravestone shapes that meet my forward straining view? Or forms that cross a window blind and circle, knot, and cue? Gay forms, that cross and whirl and wind to music throbbing through? 3. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.